episode of Tell Me Everything. I'm Natalie and I'm joined by my sister Laura Beth.
Hey y'all.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. We made it
to Tuesday.
We're back.
What a week, huh?
Really. It's only been one day.
And then it's a Wednesday. How's your weekend? I enjoyed your baby shower on Saturday.
It was great. It was busy, but very good. Got lots of good things for baby boy. So it was a good weekend. I feel like I'm just now recovering from just the exhaustion of it all.
I know. It takes, like, especially when you're pregnant, it takes you like twice as long to like recover.
Yes.
But it was such a nice day. So hopefully our followers saw some photos of the beautiful shower. Yeah.
I know. Thankfully it was a slow Bravo weekend too, so I didn't have to like fight, you know, with my like mental like fortitude to like keep up with everything.
So as our fans know, we don't live in the same city. So when I was down there for the shower, when I opened my car door, I was shocked by the UFO sound, which is the cicadas.
I know. If you're not from the south, like, you don't
get it. Are you just
like
numb to it now?
Yes, I am now.
Yeah, I live in Atlanta and I don't think we're going to have them. We don't have them currently. Like, they're not here. I guess they pay for
it. It's definitely in like the woods. Like, yeah, you have to be closer to like a wooded area. So,
yeah.
You might have more like further out from the city, but yeah.
But when, yeah, so it just was like, it's eerie. Very eerie sound. It sounds like UFO.
Yeah, so if you're not from the south, you're not familiar, I'm sure, but like I think it's every 7 years or every 10 years or something.
There's multiple
there's different species. I don't know, but they're like little beetle almost type bugs.
Locusts.
I don't even know how to describe them, but yeah, they're locusts or cicadas, and they like emerge and like remove their shell, and so their shells are just like all over my yard. But they chirp, and it's like a buzzing, like, I don't even know how to describe the sound, because it's just like constant in the background. Because it's not like a cricket, I don't really know how to describe it, but yeah, it's just like in the background. We don't even live like out in the country, like we live in a neighborhood on a highway, like, but we have woods like kind of like beyond our neighborhood, and so they're very, very loud. But yeah, I'm numb to it now. I'm used to it. But the first couple of days, I was like, what? So I was actually talking to someone about this last night at my son's baseball game, because we could hear them like very loudly there. And the guy I was talking to said that they're supposed to be here for 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So I think it's only been like a week. So I was like, okay, so we have 2 more weeks of this. But yeah, when we're outside playing, I don't notice it. But if I'm sitting out there by myself, it like,
it's eerie.
Like if I'm quiet, I can like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I hear it like really loud. So yeah, it's really crazy. And this is supposedly like the worst year ever.
Like, because it's like a
they're
double,
very loud.
Like two species are emerging at one time or something. Or they're like, there's like double the amount or something.
One species is every 7 years and one species is every 10 years. And they overlapped this year.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so it's like cicada apocalypse.
Nat Geo over here. But I just
This is our new segment. We don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So. Pepper's joining us.
My cat literally never comes in this room, but if I'm in here, she's gonna come in here to join the pod. Sorry.
You gotta post a picture of Pepper on our Instagram. She's our mascot. But I definitely like, I made a note because I really wanted to comment on the cicadas. Because also yesterday you left me a voice note and you were outside when you recorded
it.
And I could hear it. I feel like you need to like go record it so we can like post it at the end of this podcast. Send me a recording.
I'll go out and record it.
Yes. And I'll put it on the end because I'm just like, it's weird.
It's really weird.
It's spooky.
Yes.
But anyway, so I just was like, I wanted to discuss that because, you know, I'm very moved by nature.
Our dad was like, it's like the plagues in the Bible. Like it's like the locusts, like they're just everywhere. It's like the
Oh.
shells are just all
Oh
over.
yeah.
And my son collects them in a jar, you know, just boy, hashtag boy life. He like loves to find the cicadas and you know,
Oh.
yeah. So it's like I'm like, keep them outside, like do not bring them in the house, but he loves
Yes.
it. So but yeah,
The
it's a weird
sound is
time.
spooky for sure. But are they
Yes.
like flying on you? Like,
No.
okay.
They kind of like they're on the side of the house a little bit, but they pretty much stay in the trees. Like they don't really,
They're not like
I haven't
attacking
seen that
you.
many alive. I've seen their little exoskeletons or whatever, but I haven't seen them because
Oof.
they're really creepy. Look them up, y'all, if you're interested, because they have red eyes. They're really scary
Ugh.
looking. But anyway,
Sick.
but yeah. So hopefully this will be over soon. We have 2 more weeks, allegedly. So we'll see.
So we're starting our new segment. We have no idea what we're talking about. We're still workshopping this, guys, but I can't help but laugh. So
Hello.
we don't understand cicadas. But the
No.
other thing we don't, Travis has taught us a lot about the NFL. He's and as I'm sure if you follow Taylor news, you know that he signed a 2-year deal with the Chiefs
Yes,
again.
and I just want to tell our listeners that I got on Instagram and I like followed their podcast, and so it came up like he signed his
New
contract,
heights.
and the post, yes, and the post was like 8 minutes ago, and it already had Natalie like this, and I was like, good Lord, like she is on the beat, honey. She liked this post.
Constantly
I know.
online.
I was
Yes.
like, I love it. She's
I
on
should
the
have
Kansas City beat, honey.
commented first like. You remember when that was like a thing? Or if it's, I
Yes.
don't know if it still is.
It still is on TikTok, but yeah.
First like
Early. That's what people say. Like early, I'm early, like on TikTok. So
I'm early. I didn't know
yeah. If
that.
you're like one of the first viewers, like you're like, I'm early. Well, Taylor, we all know Taylor put Travis on the map, so I'm glad that he's finally
I
succeeding in
know.
his career.
He finally is getting like a contract and getting paid. Like that's really helpful.
I love
So
it.
he can make ends meet.
Yes, thank God.
Thanks to Taylor.
I know. The rich get richer, honey. Did you see, though, that they declined their invite to the Met Gala?
Don't agree with that. I think that's fake news
Okay,
because
I was
she's
curious.
gotta go to her show. Like
Right.
her concert's about to start. So I
Right.
just feel like it's too close. She's gotta get on.
Yeah, because it starts, or the Met Gala is on May 6th. And when does she leave again for
I'm
tour?
about to look. I'm looking it up right now while you talk.
Okay. Well, yeah, I just saw that. And like, I don't know. People are so dramatic about it, though. Like, they were like, what'd they say? They said, like, Anna Wintour looks down on people that don't like that decline the invite or
I
whatever.
just don't
And I
even
was like,
believe
okay.
that.
Well,
So
she's not.
what?
Had she gone in the past? Like, I don't even remember
No.
her like being into that. And Taylor Swift is not known for her fashion. Like, love her or
No.
hate her, the woman is not known for her style. So
Okay,
I was like, okay.
what day is the Met Gala?
Oh, hang on. I just
Oh,
put my
sorry, I
phone
thought you
down.
just, sorry. No. Yeah, she,
Monday, May 6th. So
okay.
literally
And
like
then
Monday.
her first show in Paris is May 9th.
Right. So
So
she's probably already gonna be gone.
yeah, like she's got to, this is not like rushing home for Travis. Like,
Right.
she needs to stay, she needs to be on like EU time. So I don't see that she would even want to go to the Met Gala
No.
with her schedule.
Well,
And
and it's like Kim Kardashian is like, you know, like the Met Gala lover. So I'm like, I wouldn't want to
queen,
go anyway.
yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't know. I just was like, who cares? Anyway, but yeah, that was like a big, like people were trying to make that a thing yesterday. And I was like, shut up. I don't even care.
Yeah, I
But
don't
yeah.
see that being important to her, to be
No,
honest. I
not at
mean,
all.
with her tour schedule, like if
Right.
she's, and like obviously, like there's rumors that she's gonna add Tortured Poets Department to the set list.
I know.
So
So I've heard mixed things about that. I've heard some people theorize that she's not going to. And then I've heard people think that she is going to add it. So what do you think? Like, you've been to the Eras Tour. So, like, what is your.
Originally, I thought she would just maybe like build it in for like surprise songs,
Yeah.
and do like the acoustic set with some of the songs, like as the surprise songs. That's what I just originally thought. But
Right.
then, she posted like a YouTube short of rehearsals,
Okay.
and people were like looking, obviously dissecting like scene by scene, frame by frame.
Of
And they
course.
were like, oh, like the costumes are different. And they thought like she was
Okay.
standing on like a wall or something that said TTPD, like in the
Okay.
font of
Okay.
the Torture Post
Yeah.
Department.
Okay.
So they were like, oh, that's a sign that she's like, but all these little things were adding up to say like she's gonna add like a new set.
Right. Okay.
So I don't know. And
Interesting.
then so then another person said she might just cut like a song from each set. I don't know what she should do or what
It's
she
already
will
such a
do.
long show. It's like, where would she even add? Like, I don't, you know, it's like, it's such a long
Like, yeah,
experience, you know?
one friend was like, she might just cut like one song from the longer sets. Like,
Yeah.
but I don't know what
I don't
she's gonna
know.
do.
I
I
know.
want her, I'd love to hear her perform some of the songs, but I don't know
Right.
if they're better off as surprise songs.
Right.
So I think everybody's like waiting for the Paris show so they can like know, like that will be like a big surprise
Right.
to see
Right.
what she does.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, I'm very interested to see, 'cause I mean it's, I feel like so many people had like watched so much of the Eras Tour, they almost like memorized it, you know, it's like, 'cause they've like seen it so many times, so now it'll be like, oh, she's gonna throw a wrench in it. Are you still loving the album? Are you still jamming out
Oh yes,
to
when I'm not listening to it, I'm sad. I miss it. It's definitely like just like evolved and grown on me. Every time I listen to it, I have a different song. Like there's different songs on loop in
Right.
my head at all times.
Right.
I mean it's definitely like a mellow album, but like there's some amazing lyrics and like bridges that I keep,
Yes.
singing in my
Right.
head. So,
Well, it's so funny because we have an Amazon Alexa within our living room, and my son will sometimes like ask Alexa to play music while he's like playing or whatever. And the other day, he was inside playing, and I was getting something out of my car. And I came in and Fortnite was playing. And so I think it had just come on the screen as like a recently played song. But he was like, my son was just like literally building Legos, listening to Taylor Swift and Post
And
Malone.
both.
So, and I was like, well, thankfully that's not one of the explicit songs. But I was like,
And just to show,
okay.
like, how messed up my head is when you said Fortnite, I still thought about the video game
The
that
video
that was.
game, I
So,
know.
I mean, that just shows you how it like messed up I am in the head.
I know.
Because you're
Well,
like,
it's,
oh,
yeah.
Fortnite was playing. I was like, he's allowed to play Fortnite?
No,
Like,
no. The song. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like our two worlds, like our sons playing video games and then our Taylor
totally.
Swift. So. But
Yes. That was like a
yeah. But yeah, I thought it was hilarious. He was listening to that song, just like literally building Legos, jamming out. So, but yeah, I am very excited to see how she changes the tour and like what happens moving forward.
And I think Travis will be at a ton of
Yeah,
shows.
for sure.
So, because I don't think they really, I don't know when they start practice and all that stuff, but I think he's going to go to a lot of things, a lot of
Right.
shows.
Yeah, because I don't know when spring training starts for them or like summer
Summer
practices
training,
or
I don't
whatever. Yeah,
know.
like I don't know. But yeah, anyway, I can't wait to see more footage of them abroad. It'll be exciting.
So cute.
I
Totally.
know.
And they were at like the
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes fundraiser
Yeah.
the other night, so that those pictures and images have been blowing up
Yes.
Instagram and TikTok. So,
Right. I love it.
but in other like football news, because we are on the beat
We're
and
on the
things that
beat.
we don't know what we're talking about,
Yeah.
like this is we're gonna sound so dumb, but there was like we were like shaking with shock, like with
I
the NFL draft, guys. We
This
I
is
can't even talk
now
about
a sports podcast.
it seriously. But for some reason, Laura and I were like really like invested in this, and we were texting about it, and we were like, we should talk about this in the podcast because we're shockingly passionate about this.
I
But we live
know.
in Atlanta, so I'm a Falcons fan. Lara is in ways because she lives in Georgia. It's not her
Right,
number one
right.
team, but so the Falcon, and you love Kirk Cousins. So the
Well, I like
Falcons,
Kirk
like,
Co Co yes, because we watched that Netflix documentary, the quarterback documentary last year. I think y'all watched it too. So I just like fell in love with Kirk Cousins. I was like, he's such a good guy, you know, like whatever. So when he was coming to Atlanta, I was like, oh, that's exciting, like cool, you know, like
it was like
whatever.
this huge deal with like tons of fanfare.
Yes.
He has done like all the media rounds. Like he threw out the first pitch at a Braves game. Like he went
Yes.
to the Atlanta United soccer game. Like he's just done, like he's become very, very quickly since we signed him, like
Yes.
the face of the Falcons. And like,
Right.
and he's
And
like
his
pumped
wife
up.
is from Atlanta, so they're like, you know, just like back home kind of feeling. So yeah.
Yeah, like this, like, hometown guy in a lot of ways. And like, everybody's been like, really, like, oh, like the Falcons are going to be good. Like, so
Yeah.
excited about them. Well, then come to like, in something that like shocked the world of people that care, the Falcons, we had the eighth pick of the first round draft. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
And we picked a quarterback.
Yeah.
And
It
this
was
shook
shocking.
everyone. Like,
Yeah.
David texted me immediately because he was out watching the draft with some people. And he was like, why did they pick a quarterback?
Right.
And then also to like add insult to injury is that the Falcons apparently didn't even tell
No.
Kirk Cousins that this was happening. So they didn't even say, like, hey, we're drafting this guy. Here's the plan.
Right.
Like, so it's just kind of like shaken the sports world. It's shaken us as
I
pop
know.
culture girlies,
I
sports,
know.
like, So anyway, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I, like you said, I'm not a huge Falcons fan, but we've gotten more into the NFL, like the older my son gets, because we just like watch the games. And so I've learned more about the teams and all that. And so I was excited to watch the draft because we're big college football fans. And so I wanted to see which Alabama players got drafted and all that. And so when they called a quarterback, I was like, that makes absolutely no sense, because I knew about the Kirk Cousins thing. And my husband was just like, we need to build the team around Kirk. Like, you need a wide receiver and like all these other positions. I don't even know what they are. But, and I was just like, yeah, it just kind of doesn't make any sense. Like, if you want to get a rookie quarterback, that's fine, but don't use your first round
Your
pick for
first
that. Like,
draft,
that's,
yeah.
I think that's what the major upset was. 'Cause I looked on Reddit and like even TikTok people, like Falcons fans were like all complaining. Like, it was like
Yeah.
universal. No one was happy about this. So it's not just us talking about, you know, nothing. It's like everyone was upset about this. So yeah, I
Totally.
was
And I
really
just,
surprised.
yeah, like, I mean, I don't think I would have, like, honestly, like, realized any of this was happening if David hadn't told me. But then once he
Right.
did, then I started seeing like the TikToks of like fans like watching the draft, and they were just, everybody was just like, what? Like
Yes. Did
screaming.
you see that one? It was like a bar, it was like the watch party, and they just got
Yeah.
like silent. Like, everyone was just like, oh, what? Like, it was just like
Yeah.
the groans, you know.
I like, I can't help but also just thinking it's so disrespectful.
No, it is.
I'm sorry, I know manners don't matter to people like this, but
I know.
it is rude because I felt
It
like,
is.
it's just really disrespectful. And I would be like, it's just, how are you supposed to like move on from this? Like, it's just like,
Right.
if somebody did this to me, I would just be like upset. So I feel bad
Yes.
for Kirk and his
I do
family.
too. I do too.
So.
'Cause like you said, it's been so much fanfare, and it was a huge contract. It was like $100 million contract. Like, it just
Yeah.
doesn't make any sense. Like, even business wise, I'm like, yeah, but is that like a good use of your money? Like, it just doesn't feel to me like a good business strategy even. So I'm just like, I don't know.
And
Maybe I
they're like,
mean,
de I mean, they're
once again, I
defending
don't know
it.
what I'm talking about. So
No, oh, hell no. No, like literally, ESPN is not calling us,
No.
but it's girls in sports. But I just feel like, if they wanted to get a quarterback, like you said, it should have been like a lower round pick.
Right.
And they're like, oh, well, they're gonna like let him like study under Kirk for a few years. I'm like, well, What's the point? Like, why do we
What's
not
the
get
point?
a you know another offensive player that can work with Kirk over the next few years? So it just seems so odd. The Falcons just, I'm a Falcons fan and it's just frustrating. So
I feel like they always disappoint. Like they always get so close and then it's like they disappoint. You know,
yes, because
like
like to
with,
get such a high pick and then we fumble the bag, you know. So
The curse.
anyway, well, anything else you want to chat about, or do you want to get
Don't think so. There
into
hasn't,
summer
like I said
house?
earlier, there hasn't been a lot of, I was looking on Instagram just to make sure. But yeah, there hadn't really been a lot of news, thankfully, in the Bravo world where we've been able to relax a little bit. So,
I know it's coming.
has anyone done a wellness check on Dave Quinn, by the way?
Good point. Let's look.
His Twitter is still
It's still
deactivated.
debugging. Why did he do
I don't
that?
know. I'm very like concerned because I'm like, okay, he tweet, if you guys remember, I talked about in the pod last week, he tweeted like, gird your loins.
Yeah.
And so the Bravo world was shaking because we thought a big announcement was coming. And then not only did he not follow up, but then his Twitter account disappeared.
Was yeah, deactivated.
So I don't know. I haven't seen any updates. So I will keep checking, don't worry, but I'm
Yeah, I was
worried.
looking. I've seen nothing. I see a lot of people like commenting, like, where did he go? Like, anybody done a has anybody done a wellness check?
And it's getting weird. It's like, why is he not coming back? Like, and he doesn't have Instagram, I don't think. So it's like, what happened to him?
Yeah, is he okay? Did Bravo like shut him down?
I know,
Like,
seriously. I gotta reach out to People Mag.
I'm dying. Okay, so let's get into
Oh yeah, Summer
the
House.
summer house of it all. All right, so I feel like Carl is a big fat loser.
He is a loser. And even watching the after show, he doesn't like I always watch the after show thinking, okay, it's like after the fact they'll maybe make some points that kind of clarify their behavior on the show. And then he just made it worse. And we'll get into that later. But it's just like he's a loser. Like that's just the end of this end of the discussion, in my opinion.
Yes. I did not watch after show, so you'll definitely fill me in, but so let's just kind of get into it. So it kind of picks up with Carl and Lindsay. They're still chatting. Carl is a wuss and confronts her only when she's drunk to have the
Only when
hard
she's drunk.
conversations. At least that's what we see on camera. And so, I mean, basically, like Lindsay just wants Carl to have a job, and you know, I don't think that's an unreasonable request.
No, not at
And
all.
she's saying it, she's definitely very drunk, and she's saying it in a way that's like, I want, like, it turns me on when you have a job. Like, she's saying it in like a sexual way, but I think at the root of it all, it's like, in general, the reason that we're having issues in our relationship is because you're not doing anything day to day to bring home the bacon, and that's just a turn off in general, like. So,
I agree. And I think too, like in the, and I'll go ahead and mention the after show, like Lindsay even says, like, I only brought up like the stay-at-home mom thing because I just wanted something to motivate him. Like, you need to get a job. Like, it's like we're if we're going to have kids, if we're going to get
do it
married
for the
and
family.
yes, and she's like, you're not doing it for me. Like, maybe you'll do it for our unborn child. Like, because Lindsay is, even if, because Carl claims that she's never mentioned that to him before in the after show. And I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he says. He says she's never said anything about wanting to be a stay-at-home mom until that moment. And I was like,
But
okay,
I'm
like,
sorry, what moment? I didn't hear her say, I want to be a stay-at-home
no.
mom.
So
So
I was
I don't
like,
know
okay,
really what he's talking about. I mean, obviously, like, I didn't hear that. Did you? Or like, what am I missing?
Well, I guess she just said, like, if I'm going to stay home, you're going to have to, like, support us. But I think it's just kind of a hypothetical because even in the after show, again, she's like, I'm very independent. Like, I like working, but I want options. And I was like, I totally
Right.
get that. Like, you want to know, like, if I did want to stay home with my baby,
I kind of heard it
I
as,
could.
yeah, like I want to like be like everybody, you get maternity leave. I will be
Right.
home for a while with the baby, and then
Right.
I might, and then then I have options, then there are other things I want to do. Like,
Right.
I don't know, I just felt like she didn't say like I want to be a stay-at-home mom for 15 years. Like she's just like
Exactly.
she just wants to be. When she has a baby, she cannot work right away. Like
Right.
she has to
Right.
rest and recover and take care of the child. That's the way I interpreted it, but
Right.
he framed it as she used the word stay-at-home mom and she
She
didn't.
didn't. Right.
So
Well, and
anyway.
so she, and then he's like, he also defends himself. He's like, I know I don't have like a like current job, but I have like a ton of savings. And I was like, yeah, but that's not the same as having like an active income. Like, having savings is great. And he was like, I'm not in debt, and that's amazing. But that's not the same as having an income monthly.
I'm sorry.
Like,
She wants to see her husband get up every day, go to work, be successful in a
yes.
career, like not live
Right.
off savings.
Right. I mean,
Like
that's like great that you have
working,
savings,
yeah,
amazing,
but be
but
like working towards something. That's what she
yes.
wants. Like,
Yes.
'cause she's so driven herself.
And I also,
So.
in the after show, he's like, I didn't know she wanted to be an influencer, like stay-at-home mom or something. And he's kind of saying that as a dig. And I'm like, Carl,
Yes.
there's a lot of money to be made. Like, in new moms and
Well,
baby gear is like an amazing market to get into as an influencer. I'm not saying that's what she should do or even wants to do, but I'm just like, you're showing your lack of knowledge about this because she could probably make more money than you could at a job. Like,
yeah, I made a lot of notes about this because I know I didn't watch the after show, but he and Kyle talked about the influencer
right.
stuff too when they're cleaning up after the party. And so, and I this it really pissed me off the way he treated like influencer like
Yes.
culture, and like whatever you think, like there's, but like, yeah, I mean it's up for debate, but it's like, okay, why are you mad at Lindsay for not supporting Carl, but then Carl at the same breath says she is not doesn't have a real job. So it's
Right.
like you want her to support what you do,
Right.
whatever that might be, but in the same breath, you're saying, is this a real job? Like
I
what
know,
has she done?
right.
So because Kyle is like, did you chat with Lindsay about the career stuff? And Carl, and I thought from this conversation they were going to talk about the lover boy option.
Yes.
And Carl is like, well, I interpret it as she's worried
Right.
I don't have a job. And then
Right.
Carl, in such a little dick move, he says, like, what do you do? What has she done?
Yes, right.
And I just,
Right.
it just pissed me off. And like, because
Right.
Lindsay, she is an influencer, she's bringing in a lot of money. And then
Yeah.
Carl says, this isn't a career.
Right.
And I'm like, that's very rude to your
Very,
significant
yes,
other.
right.
And then Carl says, you know, it hurts my ego to hear the narrative that I'm not doing anything or not making money. And then he
Right.
shares that he himself has made 70,000 on the paid post. And
Right.
then he like makes another freaking dig that I clocked, and he says, you know, I don't have as many followers as her because I'm not a woman. Did you hear that?
Yes. I was like, oh, poor Carl, a female dominated industry. Like, I was just like, go
Yes.
find a job in one of the male dominated industries.
Yeah,
Like,
what was that? Wh why did
boo-hoo.
you ha yeah, why did you have to say that, you little
Yeah,
dick?
I know.
Really pissed me off. And he's like, yeah, you know, I don't make as much as her because I'm not a woman. I don't have as many,
Right.
like, it's just a woman's job.
Right,
Like,
right.
be the
Well, and
nurse and the
he even,
teacher.
yes, and he even says something along those same lines in the after show. He's like, with this, not the same like subject, but just like the same attitude. He's like, you know, Lindsay used to be so independent and driven, and now she wants to be a stay-at-home mom. And I was like, the two things don't negate each other. Like,
I know.
you and I are both stay-at-home moms, and I'm like, I still have a lot of things going on. I'm still very independent. I'm still a
Yeah,
free
fuck
thinker.
you. I'm
Like, yeah,
sorry.
like my
Fuck
life
you.
doesn't, you know, yeah, like I am a stay-at-home mom, but I also am my
I
own
also
person. You know,
have,
yeah.
I
So
do a lot of
I'm a
unpaid labor, you.
podcaster, okay?
Yeah, I'm just getting, like, I'm getting
No,
so fired up, like, talking about
seriously.
this
Yeah.
because I'm just like, F you, you know. Stay-at-home moms, that is a fucking job, you dick.
Right. That's why I was
Sorry.
like, that's not like, it's just so unfair to like criticize that. Like, even if that is, because like you said, Lindsay hasn't said, I want to be a stay-at-home mom. But it's like, even if she did, that doesn't make her like a loser woman who
Less of
just
an
like stays
independent
home.
person.
Yes. Like,
Yeah.
I was just like, okay.
But then
I
I
don't know.
also like Kyle asked him directly, like, because he's like, I didn't realize she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And Kyle says, asked him directly, did she say that flat out? And Carl says yes. But I'm like, we did not see that on
Right,
camera.
right, right.
So it just really ticked me off because
And
he's
if he
still
is referring to
lying.
that conversation where she's drunk, it's like, does that count though? Is her
No,
saying
that's
that? Like,
exactly right. Yeah. And
I'm
then
just like,
Lindsay,
okay.
like later that night after that their conversation, she tells Amanda, like, oh, we had a great conversation. It was so great. We had made a lot of
It's really
inroads,
sad to
like
see how different they
how
see
different they
things.
interpreted it. Yeah. And I just think he's such a weasel about this.
Yeah, I do too.
So anything else about the Carl and Lindsay of it all? I mean, we
No,
can.
but I was gonna say, like, after this, like, they show the party, and I was like, this party looks so fun. Like, I wanted
Yes,
to be
they're
at this party.
finally like having a rager.
Yes.
I
It
know
looked
we'll
like
get
a
to Kyle.
blast.
Yes, and I like we have like the whole Danielle and Gabby of it all.
Danielle was annoying the crap out of me. Like, I just, she
She
was
was definitely
so.
annoying. I think at the end of the day, she was just wasted AF.
I agree with that completely. I really do.
Like, I
But
don't think
I
this was
think,
sober, Danielle.
no, I don't think so. But I was just like, I did feel for Gabby because I know she felt ganged up on because Lindsay said something to Gabby last episode about Balloon Guy. And then Danielle's
Yeah.
sitting there saying it. And I think Gabby's like, if you sleep with Balloon Guy, cool. Like, I'm not in a competition with you, but Danielle's trying to make it a competition. And it's like, I feel for Gabby because it's like when everyone's piling on you, I'm like, why don't you have a man? Like, you need to go after him. It's just like, leave me alone. Like, I'm
I
good. Like, just leave me alone. So I felt
know.
bad for Gabby. And she was obviously drinking too. So it was like more sensitive, more emotional, like whatever. But I don't know. Danielle was just annoying me because she just gets on my nerves anyway, but I was just like, leave Gabby alone. Like, leave her alone.
And like you said, like number one, Gabby said last episode, like it's a guy that blows up balloons. Like I really don't care. Like I'm not like,
Exactly.
you know. And
Yes.
Gabby is like, she's looking for like a relationship, I think. I don't think she necessarily, not even like a, she wants somebody that she's gonna hang out with more than
Right.
once.
Right.
And Danielle
Danielle
acts like,
obviously just wants to hook up,
yeah. And
which is
I think
fine.
she wants to hook up because she wants to make Robert and Alex jealous. Because
Right.
I think you said last time, like Danielle's giving like Erica Jane energy where it's like
Yes.
she like talks a big game and like, but
Yes.
she's doing it all for the cameras. It's not real.
Right. And I think she just wants like the casual hookup, but I think Gabby's more like, I want to find a guy I'm actually interested in. I don't want to just
Interested,
have
yeah.
sex. And I think, and that we all have different approaches. Like, we all date differently, show our interests differently. And so I was like, I just was like, Danielle thinks she knows everything about like how to get a man, and it's like, leave me alone, like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, and I've totally forgot that last season, remember, it was revealed that Gabby's boyfriend cheated on her with Danielle, and I
That's such
totally
a
forgot
deep
about that.
thing. Yeah.
And so I was like, so Danielle, this really is not your lane, and it was like, but I think Danielle at the end of the day just wanted it to be a competition, kind of like fun thing, and Gabby was like, I don't want to do that, like, please leave
Yeah,
me alone.
I don't feel like Danielle's intentions were that
No, and I think she was
bad.
drunk, like you said. I think she was just being
Yeah.
a drunk idiot,
I did make a note. I said, Gabby calling her sister is
And
us.
getting in the shower. I was like, I love that she's like hiding in the shower calling her sister. I was like, I love it. But I wrote Amanda and Paige are true girls, girls. Like, they're just supporting her. And
100%.
I hate it. And I know Danielle's drunk, so I'll give her a pass. But when she was like, that's stupid that she's crying. Like, I was just like, Danielle, just go back to the party. Like, go back to Boy
Yeah.
Man. Like, just
It was really
leave.
rude. Yeah.
So, but I was like, Paige and Amanda really were such like supportive friends in that moment. And I just appreciated that because I love seeing the girl power. And that's what we wanted to see on Vanderpump Rules this season. And we're not
Yep.
getting it. So, but I
Yep.
love seeing that. But I want a shirt that says, as a founder and CEO.
was about to say that that line killed me. As a founder and CEO, yes, make a shirt, episode title.
Yes, that's our episode title. Because it was so out of nowhere. And I loved how Paige was like, CEO of what? Like, it was
I
just like,
know.
but her whole
And then,
point in saying that was like, I know how to talk to people differently, like in different, times of conflict. I know different people handle it differently because as a founder and CEO, I have to deal with my employees differently. And it was like, but you're really bad at it. Like, you didn't do a good
yes.
job. Like, you've upset
And
Gabby.
I yeah, exactly. And then Paige was like, that's not an employee. That's
Exactly. That's your
your
friend,
friend.
right?
Yeah, that line just absolutely cracked me up
Killed
for
me.
sure. And the last other thing I wanted to say about the party was that Sierra's manager, it's borderline inappropriate.
Okay, first
It's
of all, I
not
wrote
inappropriate.
literally in my notes, I said, who are these gays pressuring Sierra and Wes to make out? And then like three
It's
And then,
her
like three lines later, I said, "Oh, it's her manager?" Question mark. Like, because I didn't know that. I didn't see the Chiron the first time,
manager. I know.
and I was like, "Why are they like making them make out?" And then they show up again. Yeah, it's so inappropriate and made me uncomfortable. I was like, "Get
I
away from
know.
me!"
I'm like, this is not professional at
No,
all. This is
no,
really bad.
yeah.
Then the next day, sorry if I'm skipping anything.
I just want to say one more thing. Gabby's like, I don't want to cry because my makeup looks so good. I was like, that's so
Oh,
real. Like,
that's
I've been there
so
before.
real.
But that was the last thing. I just wanted to point that out because I was like, we've all been there. Like, I don't want to ruin my makeup because I look so good.
The next day, everybody's getting ready to go to Montauk, but and
Oh,
Kyle
yeah.
really wants to go,
I
but it
know.
killed me too because he was like, "I'm listening to Amanda's needs," and
I know.
he put up his fingers in quotation marks, and I was
I
just like,
know.
"I mean, honestly, I know he wanted to go, but he did the right thing by not,
He did. I know. But I
of their
understand.
tension."
Yeah.
But yes, all right. Well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and finish up really quickly with the Old Navy Spawn Con and
Okay.
Carl's conversation with his mom and stepdad. All
Okay,
right, we'll
perfect.
be. Hey, and we're back. Sorry about the quick break, but before we move on, was there anything else you wanted to say about the party?
Well, I just wanted to say, like, Danielle closes the deal with Balloon Guy and, like, good for her. But the butt shot was truly, I was not prepared. And I could not believe what I was seeing. Like, I could not believe that they showed it.
We've never seen a girl's butt on the show. They always show
I've seen Kyle
Kyle's.
Cook's butt more than I've seen my own, but I have never seen a woman's fanny on my television screen. And even like I looked at my husband and he was like, what? Like, we were both just like shocked because I couldn't believe it. And I was like,
See,
even what's his name knew to cover the camera, like
that's literally what
Danielle.
I was about to say. Like, you did not cover the camera. Like, Jesse Solomon covered the camera,
Yes, C
but
Rod knew to cover the camera. You
C-Rod
didn't.
knew. I was like, the producers did her dirty. I mean, she has a great body, but it was just like,
Yes,
this is
the
just,
shot itself was just so weird. I was like,
yeah, she was
okay,
like
no,
taking
thank
off her
you.
pants. I was like, where, like, what's happening here?
Yes, but good for her. She closed the deal. But I also did laugh because she left the door open and there was like a shot of Carl like closing the door.
I
And I like
saw
died
that.
laughing. I just thought it was hilarious. I was
And he
like,
was like in like full costume too, like closing the door.
was
Yes.
like, thank you, Carl. Like, I'm sure she actually appreciated that. So,
That
but I
was
just
so
needed to bring up the
weird.
butt shot real quick because I just couldn't believe my eyes. I was like, what am I watching right now?
Yes, because we get lots of male nudity, like back nudity on the show.
Yes.
But she was like taking off her pants and just the
I
full butt
know.
shot, like not blurred or nothing.
No, nothing. I
Yeah.
was like, go girl. I mean, do your thing. But
Yeah.
that was shocking.
I don't know about Danielle, y'all. I don't know.
Well, another thing
As
I
a
noticed like was when like she and Balloon Guy were like in the kitchen like before they went upstairs, like Sierra and Wes came in and when they walked out she was like, well, they haven't effed yet. And like she always just had to like sound like she's so cool. Like it's just like Just be like, yeah, they like each other. They're really cute. Like, that's the, like, it doesn't
But
have
why
to
are
be
you? Sh I
like,
was like, why are you telling Balloon Guy anybody's business? I mean, that. Yeah,
right.
I don't know. She's trying. It's very much reeking of trying too hard and desperation
Yes,
for sure.
yes, yes.
I don't know, and I don't. I mean, obviously, I don't. I feel like the and she and Gabby made up like the next day. I think it's
Yeah.
is water under the bridge. I think.
Yes.
But I feel like I'm definitely like not open to her like coming for Paige and Craig at all,
No.
like she did in the last week's episode. So,
No.
but are
No, I
her and
agree.
Lindsay are like friends in real life again, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes me happy.
Yes, they're still friends. And even in the after show, like Danielle's like, I think I'm just too like direct, and I think people, I like people like take it the wrong way. And I was like, I agree with that to a point, but I also think sometimes people think being like just like rude is the same as being like direct. And I'm like, I feel like sometimes Danielle, like, first of all, I don't agree that Paige hasn't given Craig anything. Like, I think they
No,
have
that's just, yeah.
compromised a lot in their relationship. And I think they're both happy. Like, I don't think Craig is complaining. And who is Danielle to Craig? Like, it's not like Craig's calling Danielle, like, crying about Paige. That's what
Yeah.
irritated me about that whole situation, because I was like, who are you in this situation? But I do think that Danielle can't speak on Lindsay and Carl, so she's funneling that energy on everyone else.
So
And
true.
so, like, that's where I am getting a read on that situation. Because I'm like, I feel like she wants to talk about Carl and Lindsay and she can't. So she's like, let me talk about everybody else. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely biting her tongue with Carl and Lindsay. So, which
Yes.
kudos to her for being
It's
able
very
to do that, because
smart.
you
Yeah.
know it's taming her for sure.
Yes. Yes.
So,
Totally.
yeah, so then. So we don't get any images of the crew in Montauk and whatever, you know, Danielle's like little
Oh.
lunch that she planned or whatever. So I guess
Yeah,
that
I
was kind
wonder
of
why they
like,
didn't film it. Yeah, I was kind of
yeah. I mean, maybe they
surprised.
did film it, but they didn't use it.
It, right.
And so then we kind of cut back into the city where there's like obvious SponCon with
I
Paige,
know.
Sierra, and Amanda going to Old Navy.
Yeah, that was so random.
And this like was a very interesting scene because like the girls are chatting and they're talking a little bit about Sierra going to Montauk and she says, you know, it wasn't that bad. Like she actually, you know, had a good time.
Yeah.
And like she says she didn't even really notice like a Gabby Danielle interaction. So I was like, thank
Right.
God, like that
Yeah.
didn't escalate.
Right.
And then they kind of start talking about Amanda and like her role at Loverboy and like
Yeah.
what like and then Sierra just like point blank is like, do you have an identity outside of Kyle and Loverboy? Because I don't think you
Yeah.
do.
Right.
And then I like wrote down, I was like, Paige is like a good friend because she's like so encouraging and uplifting of Amanda in this situation.
Very right,
What do you think
right.
about it?
No, I loved it. I thought like the preview made it look more like confrontational than it actually was. Like, it was actually kind of like they were having a discussion and Sierra asked this. You know, in the preview they kind of just made it look like Sierra just like randomly said this. But in the after show, Amanda even says like, I have been feeling those feelings and like talking about that a little bit, but it was nice that they validated how I was feeling. Like, she's been feeling lost in the shuffle. She's been feeling like she didn't have an identity. She's been struggling with that, both professionally and in her relationship with Kyle. And so to have her two best friends be like, yeah, you are amazing on your own. Like, you need to find your own path. Like, I think Amanda appreciated it. I don't think she was offended by it at all. And I saw a tweet and that said this, and I agree that what Sierra did for Amanda is what Danielle thought she was doing for Gabby. But Gabby's, I mean, but Danielle's delivery was not friendly. It was just like very critical. Whereas Sierra has like a real friendship with Amanda, so she can say these kind of bluntly honest things, and not offend. It's coming from a place of like, I care about you and I think you're amazing and you could do so much more. So yeah, I appreciate this conversation. I think the three of them are having such a good season, just like friendship wise. Like, I just think they look like they have solid relationships and they're there for each other. And I just appreciate that. Like, I just love seeing that. And I know I already said that this, but I'm like, this is what I wanted on Vanderpump Rules. Like, I wanted the girls to rally around Ariana, have like a single gal
Yes.
season. Like, let's just go out on the town and hang out. And like, it's just like so disappointing that they couldn't do that this season. But anyway, I like this episode. I mean, this scene, the Old Navy of it all threw me off. Because I was like, I know none of y'all shop at Old Navy, but.
I think that they do though, because I don't think, I mean, Paige is like a fashionista, but I think she gets like, she does like a lot of Zara and
Oh,
H&M,
true, true, true,
so
true.
I
Yeah.
can't imagine she doesn't get some staples from Old Navy.
I know, that's true. She loves the Amazon Live, so we know she loves the
Right.
Amazon drop. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't put this past them. I mean, Amanda certainly isn't bringing the fashion game this season. So I
I
think,
know.
who knows? She's just like a
I
jeans and a
know.
t-shirt this summer. But
Right,
I
right.
did love like Paige being a cheerleader to Amanda because she was like, "You're gonna crush it wherever you are." Like
Right.
it was like very. I was like, that was like girlhood right there. It was so
Yes.
encouraging to like hear her positivity and
Right.
like I felt motivated by everything
Yeah.
she said to
And I
Amanda.
think that is like a universal experience with your girlfriends, like when you've had to have that moment with your friends of like, whether it's you being called out or having to call someone else out, it's like, we love you and we want to support you, you know? And like, I feel like we've all had that, whether it was like in college or, you know, more recent, it's like we've all had that moment of like, okay, let's be real, you know. And I loved it. I was like, I love that this is being showcased because I think, you know, so many shows, like it's like women fighting or like it's all about their boyfriends or whatever. And I liked seeing this was just like three women talking about their careers, talking about their lives, and it was great. I loved it. I loved that scene.
Yes, and I think Old Navy like posted even about it on their Instagram,
Yes, I love
so
that.
it was definitely like a good promo for Old Navy.
Yes, 100%.
So like the last scene is Carl going to visit his mother in somewhere Pittsburgh. Where do, I don't even
They were in Cape Cod, I think, actually.
know. Oh God.
But whatever,
Anyways,
yeah.
I mean, I just like. I'm just like too mad to even like speak on this.
I know. Well, here's what I will say is in the after show, he says this. He's like, I was so shocked by what they said. And I just don't believe that. I don't
F
think,
no, that is a
no.
lie and a half.
He was like, I'm so shocked. I was so shocked by what they said. And I was like, well, first of all, you did not react shocked at all.
Not at all.
And I actually don't disagree with anything that his parents said. Like, I wasn't like, no, they're wrong. I just think Carl is using this scene to plant seeds. Like, I think
That's
that
did we
he
talk about
used.
the Instagram comment yet?
Oh, no, we didn't. I don't think we did.
So
Whose account? That's Two Judgy
two
Girl.
judgy
Yeah.
girls. So, well, it went viral because comments by Bravo posted a screenshot of
Yes.
the girl or two judgy girls put a picture of like Carl talking to his mom, and then it's like, what did y'all think about the episode or
Right.
whatever? And then Lindsay said maybe he should take up gardening. And so
Right.
everybody's interpreting that, I think, correctly to say, like, oh, Carl's like planting seeds of
Exactly.
doubt and like making
Right.
Lindsay seem the bad guy. I think this was
Right.
100% planned and manipulated. There's no
Yes.
way this random ass guy in a old in a More Life shirt just happens to say all this on camera. He's never been in front of the camera his whole life. And
Never,
he's like
right.
comfortable enough. This was planned. This was
This is,
coached.
yes, they
Like,
discussed this before. Yes.
nobody could just talk like this on camera. Like,
No.
especially if he actually likes Lindsay. Like, he said he's like a church, a preacher or something. I was like, there's
Yes.
no way he would talk this bad about somebody on camera so comfortably if there
Right.
wasn't a mission. I'm
Right.
sorry.
No, I agree. And Ryan Bailey even pointed out, he was like, if you're filming, like you're mic'd up, there's been a call time, like there's a production schedule, you know when they're coming. Like nothing is ever like, oh, we're just gonna show up at your house and see what happens. Like nothing, that's
Right.
not how it works, which is why we made so much fun of Lala asking Lisa Vanderpump, like, can I have my party at your house next or tomorrow? It's like,
Tomorrow,
that's
yeah.
not how it works. Like, so it made me laugh that Carl's trying to act like, oh, this is just like a random conversation that y'all are just happening to catch on film. Like, that's not what this was. And I thought it was really unfair that he like used his parents like this, honestly, because I was like, it felt icky to me. Like I was like, I don't want to watch this. Like it was really sad. But it again, he's saying a lot to them that he's not saying to Lindsay. And I
A
think that's
hundred
where I get
percent.
really frustrated with Carl because he's like, she doesn't know this and she doesn't say this. And I'm like, well, when are you talking to her about this? Because it's not even that I think his concerns aren't valid, but he's
So,
not dealing with them. Like you're not talking to Lindsay about these things. So I don't know. It really bothered me.
Yeah, 100%. Like it just, and then in the preview for their next episode, he's like, well, my parents think we shouldn't get married or something like, and I was like, again,
Right.
you're blaming other people. Why don't you take
Yes.
accountability and be like, Lindsay, I'm
Right.
really having doubts. I'm really struggling. Like, I don't know. Like, why don't
Yes.
you own up to it?
Right.
That's
And
what's
that's so
so frustrating.
embarrassing for Lindsay. Like, that adds another level of shame to her to be like, yeah, my parents don't like you either. Like, it's just like,
Yeah.
it just felt like a dig to say that instead of just being honest and being like, look, I'm really concerned, about our future. I don't know that we need to be married or whatever. He's not just saying that. And it's really frustrating because he's talking to everybody else about
He's
it.
exactly. He's having conversations with everybody else but her about it,
Yes. And
and
in the
it's.
after show, you're going to be shocked by this. He says that he has actually had conversations with Everett and other exes of Lindsay's
What?
about her behavior. And he says it's a pattern. Maybe this isn't a Lindsay, or maybe this isn't about us. It's about Lindsay.
Are
And
you
I just
kidding me?
think that is so awful to do, but also to say. Like, I was like, why are you talking to her ex-boyfriend from like
What
how
a
long ago?
low blow.
Yes, how long ago was season one? Like 8 years ago? I'm like, that's your her boyfriend
Right.
from literally 8 years ago. Like, I just am like, what does that
And
have to
like,
do with now?
I thought we were trying to not make anybody the villain and just say like these were two people that don't belong
Right.
together. But you're going behind her back and talking to exes. What good
Right.
could that
What
do
good does
for
that
you?
do? It just
You
to prove
love to
he's
talk to,
right.
yeah, you love to
Yeah.
talk to everybody else but her about
Yes.
anything. So
Yes.
that's so ridiculous. And because I don't feel like she's on this public tirade like bashing him. I don't
She's
see any
not.
of that. Like, you
Right.
know, when the news first broke, the big shock was that he called cameras,
Right.
and that made him look bad. But other
Right.
than that, I don't feel like she's done like a big campaign against
Her
him.
basically, like, the worst criticism is like, she was like, he blindsided me. Like, that's
Yeah.
kind of her biggest thing, which I'm like, that's not really that bad of a thing to say.
Right.
So it's
That's
like,
yeah.
okay, you know.
Right. But then now to hear that he's going on and like calling old exes and like saying like, well, maybe she's the common denominator. F that. Oh my God.
Yeah.
He is just
Yeah.
such a sick person.
He's such a loser. Like, truly, like, that's just like the word that keeps coming to my mind because I'm like, you have no balls. You won't talk to your girlfriend about anything. And he
Right.
says all this stuff that's like I said, I don't even think they are not valid concerns. But why did you propose to her? Like, a lot of this stuff was going on even then because he even talks about her in the after show. He talks about her sobriety and how, at the reunion, she said that she was going to start going to Al-Anon, and he was like, she never did. And I thought, but if that bothered you, why didn't you say, hey, I would really feel supported if you went to an Al-Anon meeting or if you went with me to my AA meetings or whatever. But instead, you're just going to like keep that inside and then complain about it on the after show. Like,
Yeah,
because
to
it's just
anybody
like,
but her. Yeah.
yes, like I'm like, if I, because if I was sober, I would want my partner to be supportive of me. But what does that look like for you, Carl? Like, do you want her to be sober? Do you want her to go to Al-Anon? Do you want her, like, what do you want her to do? And I think to not have those open conversations is unfair to Lindsay to like blame her for these things. 'Cause
And
I'm
then like,
like,
and if you
you're
don't
not
want her
talking
to
about it.
drink, you need to express that to her. And if she doesn't want to give up drinking, then y'all don't need to be together. Like, what do you
Exactly.
truly want? And you need to
Right.
express that.
Right.
So I just, yeah,
I
he's
know.
just, it kills me. And it just like to involve his mom and stepdad in this,
Yes.
or her husband, whatever he calls them,
Yeah.
is just sick and wrong. And I also feel like it was so planned because he did have on that More Life shirt, which is
Yes.
Carl's like catchphrase.
I know that made me
And I
laugh.
was like, this is just like, this is so planned. And then he also got that dig in about the fight in Pittsburgh or
Yes.
Philly. And he was like, when you guys fought and you came to us and you talked to us about this, I was like, that is a talking point. That is a bullet point that
Right.
you are checking off, and you're like,
Exactly.
oh, if you got paid for this,
I
stepdad,
know. I
because
know.
you put on the performance of a lifetime.
Well, then Carl, I already said he was shocked by what they said, quote unquote. But then he's like, later in the after show, he's like, well, this wasn't the first time they had brought concerns.
So
So
how
I'm
are
like,
you taught? Which one
which
is
is
it?
it? It can't be both. Like, okay, either they've been concerned in the past or this is shocking information. Like there's not really a middle ground there. And I do feel like Carl's mom, first of all, I wrote down, it gave me the ick when Carl was like, my mom's my best friend. I was just like, shut
Yeah,
up. Like, I
no.
just, that's,
Why do you as a grown man? Yeah.
and like, to me, that just, he wants to look like the charming, like, oh, I'm just a sweet little mama's boy, and it's just like, shut
Yeah.
up. But then he's like, even the way she's reacting to him, like, she is like, are you ready for kids? Like, I think even she is like, why are you getting married? Like, what are you doing? And maybe
Right.
she's not a good communicator either, because she didn't really say much in this conversation. It was mostly the stepdad. But she's like, do you want kids? Like, I could just see it in her eyes that she was like, why are you doing this? Like, it's just kind of like, I don't really know why he proposed. Like, I don't really know why he rushed into this. Because I don't think he's ready for any of that. And I think he needs to do a lot of soul searching, and I don't know. I just think he is not handling this well, and I don't like that Lindsay's getting all the blame, and I
Right.
think he's not a good communicator, and that's the bottom
Yeah.
line. Like, he's not being honest about anything.
I think this is like a very complicated situation, and this is like
Absolutely.
he and Carl has just gotten away with this kind of behavior his whole life. Like
Right.
he bl like blames other people and won't take accountability. And I
Right.
don't have a lot of respect for people like that.
Right.
They fail upwards in life, and
Right. Oh, totally.
yeah, and it's like, why are you as a 40-year-old man still partying in the Hamptons, like with no
Right.
job? Like
Right.
it's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And even
And
his parents make a comment like, we've never had to like confront you about something like this before. Or maybe Carl said it, I don't know. Somebody mentioned that. And I was like, you were an alcoholic and went to rehab. Like, did they not have to have any hard conversations with you during that time? Like, I just feel like Lindsay's just, they're working overtime to paint Lindsay as this big bad villain. And it's just like, there are a lot of other things going on in Carl's life that I think have made him who he is. Like, his alcohol abuse, his brother's passing, like there's a lot there, his complicated relationship with his dad, his real dad. And I'm like, but Lindsay's the scapegoat for all of that because she's emotional and loud or whatever. It's just like so unfair. But yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see how the conversation goes with Lindsay next week because I don't think she's going to handle it well.
No, and it sounds like, I mean, it's pretty clear that she's like, please keep our relationship private. I don't want to talk about stuff like this on camera. Like, because
Right.
Carl says, like, I've not been allowed to talk to anybody about our relationship. And I was like, I'm sure that it's more like, don't talk to people on the show that would leak stuff to the press. Like, it's
Right.
very complicated. It's not just, I don't allow you to talk to people about it, but there's a reason why. It's like leaking
Right.
stuff to the press and, making things storylines and all that stuff. That's what
And
she's
yes.
against. And then
And
look what he
also
does.
don't talk about me to people that don't like me. Because I mean, remember
Yeah.
last season, the whole cast was against Lindsay. So it's like,
Right.
don't talk to these people that don't like me about me. Because that's adding fuel to the fire. Like, that's not helpful to your partner. But yeah, it's just, I think I'm just realizing what a wimp Carl is, and it's like kind of jarring to me,
Yes, because y'all, we are over analyzing every word that comes out of that man's mouth.
Definitely.
So,
Definitely.
yes, come to us for the real analytics.
I know, seriously.
But we so tonight we're gonna have a new Vanderpump Rules, and the Valley. So should be a good
Yes.
I think, we're coming to the end of Vanderpump Rules,
Yes, I
so
think there's two more episodes is what I'm hearing. So this is the
okay.
penultimate, and the next week will be the finale. And then I'm excited about the Valley. I'm like so into it. I'm like ready for the next episode.
Yes. So be sure to come back on Thursday. We will be ready to pod.
Yes.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think. How do you feel about the Carl and Lindsay of it all? How do you
Ginger
feel
six
about,
six six, let us know.
and how do you feel about the Falcons and our quarterback situation?
The cicadas.
Yes, we will. I'll plug a little cicada sound in at the end so you can hear the creepiness. But tell us everything, guys. We want to hear from
Please
you.
do.
Follow us at OMG. Tell me everything. All right.